Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Remix podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Denise. Welcome to Retro Remix podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us what you've been up to after your debut novel was released.
Oh gosh, you know, just relaxing, not really stressing about anything. No, I'm just kidding. I have been busy writing. I have 4 books out next year, plus the book coming out in shortly, The Fastest Way to Fall. So it's been pretty busy, and I've been back in my office at work. So yeah, lots going on. So it's really fun to sit and talk about books for a minute with no 5-year-old running in and out.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So how do you manage to write 4 books, you know, while working full-time and having a 5-year-old? Like, you know, how do you do
this? I'll let you know when I finish the last one. No, but like balance, I have a kid who loves to sleep, which is nice. So I mostly wait till he goes to bed, and then that is some writing time. And I've gotten a little bit better about actually taking my lunch break, at work. And I have a little table in my office. So I kind of leave my desk and take my little lunch and write for an hour there. But otherwise it really is just narrating scenes to myself and to my phone as I'm driving home, or, you know, waking up early if I need to, or more likely staying up late.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So talk to us about The Fastest Way to Fall. And then we'll chat about some of your upcoming releases too. So, you know.
Yes. The Fastest Way to Fall is I loved my first book. I love my debut, but this is really the story of my heart. And there's so much of my own experiences in this book. So it is about Britta, who is a fat woman in her late 20s, and she works for a lifestyle magazine, and she wants to move up in the company. And she gets a chance to by reviewing an app that's supposed to be body positive. And so she tries it out and decides to engage in this long process where she's going to review it, but also kind of talk about her journey with a colleague reviewing another app. So Britta, what I really like about her is this is never about weight loss, and it's actually never about her wanting to change particularly. She reviews the app because she wants to move up at work, but she there's a scene at the beginning I love where she's looking in the mirror and kind of just inspecting herself, and all the while saying, why am I doing this? But also like looking at her own butt and saying, this is spectacular and I love this about myself. And so she goes into it with that energy, but starts this fitness journey, and she meets her online coach, who is Wes, who, if you read How to Fail at Flirting, is the personal trainer in that book. And Wes is her coach. They immediately have this chemistry, and it turns out he's also the owner of the company. Wes has a lot going on in his own life with family drama and kind of professional existential crisis. And so the two of them together really discover what it means for both of them to be strong, whether that is physically strong, emotionally strong, and what it means to be with somebody and ultimately fall in love in that moment of, I am strong and I can do this, and what that looks like for both of them. And so it's a slow burn. So for folks who like that immediate, you know, steaminess, you don't get that with this book, but I promise once you get there, it lasts for 3 chapters.
I love this. Yeah. I think it's just like, it's, I like the personal journey. Like I love that part of it. Just driving like the whole journey of like, you know, trying to figure out who you are and all those parts. And like, yes, the romance is there, but it's like, there's all the part of like destroying and trying to figure out who you are and finding your strength from within and finding your strength with like all these different aspects of your life. And so I like that. That's like my catnip, you know? So I think he hit the ball there.
Thank you.
Awesome. So let's chat about some of your upcoming releases. So what are we expecting next year?
Yeah. So next summer, I have 3 novellas coming out, and they're all about, they're all in and around an airport. So they're writing a series. They'll be released May, June, and July. I don't have the dates off the top of my head. But the first one is about an airport dog groomer who takes care of a folks' pets as they're flying through. And she meets her kind of Diet Coke break, the cute guy she's been scoping, who's a frequent flyer. And then it turns out he is a romance novelist in need of some inspiration. And so she's kind of his muse. They go on a bunch of dates in the airport. It's super cute. And I had so much fun writing it. And that actually, I hadn't been in an airport in a long time. So this summer, when it was kind of that safe window, I took a little solo trip and I spent as much time as I could in airports, flying to different destinations and getting a sense of it. And so that was really fun. And then the second one is about two academic rivals who they don't know who each other are, and they meet in the airport on New Year's Eve while they're stranded and share this very sweet kiss, and then don't know each other for a while, and then end up having to work together. And it's enemies to lovers, it's forced proximity. They were so much fun to write, and there's just such good banter and like tension between them, but they're just sort of grumpy sunshine all the way. And I don't usually write that. I don't usually like that, but I really like it with this couple.
Oh, I love this.
And then the third one I still have to write, but I've got like 2 months to do that. But that one will be two people who work in the airport, and one of them is about to leave the country, and they have to solve a mystery of a kind of discovered love letter together before she leaves the country. It's best friends to lovers and childhood friends to lovers. And so I think that one will be really sweet too.
So I got a question. So this is an airport romance. Any favorite airports that you have fallen in love, or you're like, oh my gosh, or nightmare airports? You're like, never again.
There are several. I went to graduate school in Georgia, and so I got very familiar with the Atlanta airport, which is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Just because, I don't know, I think it's just a big airport that knows how to be a big airport. I've always had good experiences in Atlanta. And on the other side of the country, the Ontario airport in Ontario, California, is where my dad's family lived and where we used to live. So I don't even remember anything specific about the airport, but flying into it always means I'm like coming back home. There's a Carl's Jr. there, which is a West Coast thing, and I can't get it in Iowa. And so for my brother and I, that's always our first stop when we land in that airport. And so I just kind of love that like feeling of the airport. Yeah, there are others where I've had a lot of bad experiences, but I won't defame them here. It has more to do with the airlines that at those particular airports. But.
Yes, I agree. I have to tell you, since I live in Chicago, I got to spoon a couple of times in O'Hare, and now like, I think it's Home Alone. It's like, Kevin, you know? And so some airports give me some memories. Like I would say like the JFK in Newark, or like they've been my home base for 14 years, but I love going back home to Puerto Rico, and like the San Juan airport has the food that I love.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, I love airports, and I've always wanted to write a book about airports.
Yeah.
Because I think there's just sort of something magical about the stories and thinking about how all of these people are coalescing in one place, and then they're going to go off and have their own stories, and the way you can have these very kind of meaningful interactions with people and then never see them again, you know, talk to somebody on a plane or share an outlet, or, you know, these are sort of passing moments. And I just love that about airports. And so I was excited to kind of come up with this idea and tell sort of three different stories in and around airports. But I don't know, I just think there's something magical about lots of stories coalescing and then moving out into the world. So those three novellas are coming out next summer. And then my next novel will be out next fall. It's called Do You Take This Man? It's also enemies to lovers. It's about RJ, who is in The Fastest Way to Fall. She's Britta's best friend. And she's a divorce attorney and just kind of a total badass and tough as nails. And she stays that way through the whole book, even when she's in love, which I kind of love. Mm-hmm. And she ends up officiating a wedding in a park that goes viral. And so she becomes this divorce attorney who's still trying to, you know, live her best badass life, but is also being hotly sought after to perform weddings as this kind of viral sensation. And she does it and ends up having to work with a wedding planner who is kind of a dude bro, former event planner for the NFL, who is home working with his cousin, now having to plan weddings. In their first interaction, she calls him an a-hole and he tells her to smile more. And so if that gives you a sense of why they actively dislike each other, that's like their meet cute. But I just really love that one. It ends up being enemies with benefits. It's very high heat, but you also see both of them kind of figuring out, sort of like this book, their strength and how they can gain from each other, but more importantly, like that they can trust the other person to be vulnerable with them. And so their love story ends up being very sweet, and he apologizes for telling her to smile more, and she still flips him off. But that one will be out in the fall, and it's it was a lot of fun to write. That was my pandemic book. I wrote that when I was quarantined. So I will always attach it to those lovely memories, but I had a lot of time to write it, so that was nice.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I have to say, every time we chat, I'm like, I just want your next book. Like, I'm like,
oh yay.
I just want your next script to come out like already. Like, so keep doing your good work.
Okay, I'm on it.
Awesome. So let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books that you recommend that you would our listeners should pick up?
Yeah. So what am I reading right now? Well Matched by Jen DeLuca comes out. Probably by the time this airs, it'll be out. But from when we're talking, it comes out on Tuesday. And if you've read the Well Met series, it's all great and fun. She's supposed to run the Ren Fair. This was my favorite of the series. It's an older heroine. I just feel like the moment of time for this woman is so well captured. It's steamy. I mean, you get the man in the kilt. I think my quote on the book is it's like book boyfriend goals in a kilt. But I love that one. If you haven't read it, definitely pick that up. Coming in the spring is Savvy Sheldon Feels Good as Hell by Taj McCoy, which is wonderful. And particularly looking at like self-care, it really is this guide to how important self-care can be. And so I read the arc of that one. It'll be out in March, but that one's really great. And then what else am I reading right now? I'm reading so many that don't come out for a while. Lease on Love by Fallon Ballard comes out in February, I think. And I stayed up till 3 a.m. reading that book. Like, it's very like young millennial, professional angst, kind of finding your way in the world, like not where I am personally at all, but well, sometimes, but the writing is so gorgeous. The relationship is so delicious. The hero is a nerd and a recluse, which is my catnip. And so those are a few I've read recently that are just phenomenal. And I'm sure there's others. I'm just blanking on everything I've read right now.
It's okay. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, so I am everywhere online, probably more than I should be because I should be writing. But I'm active on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Nick Will Writes. And I am not active at all on Facebook, but I am there under author Denise Williams. And then my website is www.denisewilliamswrites.com. And so I post there different content there. I also keep all of the content warnings for my books there. And at some point soon, I'll put like a heat rating there too for all the different books when the novellas come out because they're all a little bit different. But yeah, TikTok is new for me. I'm not good at it, but I do spend a lot of time on there and I have a lot of fun on there. Like making the videos. I don't know. I feel old and very uncool, but I'm also having a blast with it.
As long as you're having a blast in it, that's what matters, honestly, you know, and as long as you train your algorithm to give you the videos that you want to watch, you know, it's like, it's goal.
Oh, 100%. And I laughed the other day because I posted a duet with, there's that push-up challenge right now where usually shirtless hot people are, you know, touching their shoulders and doing the push-ups. And I posted a duet with a guy that I follow who is pretty popular. Like I didn't think too much of it. And he responded, like he was the first person to respond, like right after I posted it. And I was like, oh no, I'm a dirty old woman.
Oh my God.
So if you're on my TikTok, you can find that one. And he's like, if you're not following, it's Nate K. Weir, I think is his name. He does a lot of like Star Wars and Disney and kind of nerd fun. And he's a really fun follow. But yeah, I just had that moment of like, oh gosh, what did I just do?
Oh my gosh. I love this so much. So thank you, Denise, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourneedsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.